Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you.
Corinthians 10:3, the Word of God says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." 1 Timothy 1:18, the Word of God says, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck." Amen. I love the Lord, don't you? Amen. So here we read in the Word of God. Amen. Though we walk in the flesh, we're in a fleshly body. Amen. We don't war after the flesh. Simply meaning that the weapons of our warfare, they are not fleshly. You can't take a pistol or a gun, amen, or a knife or whatever else and engage the enemy of your soul with it. Amen. But God has left us some weapons. Amen. Listen, the problem is a lot of times that what God has left us to fight with, we forsake. Amen. Come on with me now. What God has given us, what is the problem? Are we going to look at where we're going this morning? Amen. A great deal of the weakness that is in the church is because she has forsaken the weapons that God has given. Why do people forsake things, Brother Joe? God asked me that question. Because they lose confidence. Amen. What happens? Something about their faith wilters and falters. Amen. Person will not use what they don't have faith in. Amen. Understand that? That's why the Army or the Air Force or whoever the military branch is, gives live practice with weapons, that they're training those men to use. Why, Brother Joe, do they do that? Because they want them to have confidence in the weapons that they have in their hands, so that when they face the enemy, they won't be in doubt and in fear. Amen. So what do? They let them learn those weapons. They use them. Amen. And so, likewise, if we're going to overcome the enemy, amen, we must, use what God has given to us, and we must have that faith. Amen. Hebrews 6 says, says these words, Hebrews 11:6, he that cometh to God must believe that He is, amen, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. I must believe. Amen. God, Jesus said, He said, "He that believe in God," John chapter 14, "believe also in me." Amen. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." What are you saying these things for, Brother Job? Faith is the integral part. Amen. The Word of God also writes in the book of Timothy and says, "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Amen. If I don't have faith in God, I'm not going to overcome the world. I'm not going to overcome the devil. I'm not going to live a victorious life. Amen. But I must believe. I must hold that faith. Amen. So Brother Paul writes by the Holy Ghost to Timothy and says, hold in faith and a good conscience. Amen. What does that mean, Brother John? It's two things that he said there. Hold in faith. Amen. The only way to have a good conscience is to walk by faith. Amen. If I walk by faith, I obey God. Amen. Out of that comes a conscience, void of offense. Amen. Listen. Amen. Come on, a conscience. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means I've done the will of God. It means I've obeyed God. The only way that you and I can have a clear conscience is if we obey what God says. Amen. How often do we listen to God? Amen. How often do we take His advice? Whether it's from the Word of God or whether God speaking to our spirit. Amen. So I want to go somewhere in just a minute. I'm laying a foundation here. I want us to see everything is by faith. The just shall live by his faith. Amen. We've come to a time Jesus questioned, and we read it last Sunday. Amen. When the Son of Man returneth, shall he find faith in the earth? What a frightening question. Amen. But we're seeing less and less faith in God. Amen. We see people tamper with God. People go to church, but they don't go to church to worship God. Amen. A lot of times we find a huge amount of people go to church to be told everything's right, how to have success, how to do all of these things that when it all boils down don't mean anything at all. Amen. Jesus said, if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what profited it him, or what does a man give in exchange for his soul? What's the matter, Brother Joe? They're after some temporal thing. Amen. That's going to fade away. Hear me? Amen. Rather than being after that eternal thing, amen, they're going to have to give an account one day, amen, to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who's going to sit on a great white throne and judge the unbeliever. Amen. I want to be found believing, don't you? Amen. Let me hurry. I want to get where I'm going. Amen. Revelation 12 and 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused him before our God day and night, and they overcame him. They overcame him. Revelation 12 and 18. Or 12, pardon me, 12 and 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto the death. I've read three passages of Scripture. All of these passages of Scripture, amen, deal, amen, with victory, deal with warfare, and deal with faith. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? What I believe, how I walk with God makes a great difference. Amen. No wonder the ages of yesteryear, men put their faith in God. They didn't have faith in government. They didn't have faith in men. Amen. They had faith in God. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. They might not have had good shoes to wear. Amen. They might not have had a way to ride. Amen. I remember my grandparents telling me that many walked to church. Some rode an old buckboard wagon. Amen. Some walked without shoes on. Amen. Patches on their breeches and on their shirts, but they sung like they owned the world. While they was on the way to an old brush harbor, amen, and it rained through, amen, the bugs flew through, amen, the coal oil lamps. Come on with me, what's wrong? Amen, they love God. They believe God. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, that's old fashioned. Amen. I want to tell you something. It works. Amen. Come on. Amen. And if folks want the same thing they had, they can still have it today. Come on. Brother Tony hit it in the Sunday school lesson this morning. Amen. If you want what they had, do what they did. Amen. Love God like they did. Amen. Come on with me this morning. God ain't changed. He's the same. He's never going to change. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read two statements Brother Clinton has made in this message, and I want to make sure that they are repeated. God intends for the believer to be an overcomer. I'll say that again. God intends for the believer to be an overcomer. Now, when Brother Joe says overcomer, I don't mean an overcomer like TBN. I mean an overcomer like this book says. Amen. What does that mean? I overcome sin. Amen. I overcome the enemy of we overcome the enemy of our soul. Amen. We're not, amen, being trampled on by the devil. We're walking on the devil. Come on. Listen, I'll get to point number two in a minute. Amen. When Joshua, they had caught them old five kings and they'd rolled that stone over that cave. Amen. And they sent word to Joshua, we got him. He said, put him in that cave and hold him till I get there. Amen. And Joshua comes. This is in the early time of the Israelites. Amen. Joshua had a fresh army. Amen. A fresh band of officers in that army and captains. And he's going to teach them something. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I think it's time we learned something. Amen. Come on with me. And so when Joshua got there, he pulled them five kings out of that old cave. Amen. Laid them on their belly. Amen. And he called his captains up one by one and had them put their foot on the nap of their neck. Amen. What's he doing, Brother Joe? He's showing them where their foot belongs. Amen. The enemy doesn't belong riding on your shoulder. He doesn't belong dictating, amen, his will to you and I. Come on with me. I ain't talking about name it, claim it. I'm talking about praying through, amen, till the Holy Ghost comes, amen, and overcoming the devil. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. You and I must understand something. Amen. We have got to have that line open with God, and we got to have that ability from above. Amen. Amen. I can tell you, man can't do anything by himself. He can be religious all he wants to. The Pharisees were religious, but they were a failure as far as God is concerned. Amen. Not according to men, but according to God. What matters is what does God think anyway. Amen. But Jesus comes, they don't like him because everything they are not, he is. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Listen, if we his, we ought to be like him. Amen. I said, we ought to be like him. If God, amen, don't think we ought to fail, we ought not to fail. Amen. If God thinks we ought to overcome, we ought to agree with God. We ought to walk with God. Listen, but if I'm going to overcome, I'm going to have to do what this book says. Brother Tozer laid into the, amen, the faults of the church being afraid to preach obedience because they thought they were preaching works. Amen. I want to tell you, obedience is part of faith. Amen. If I won't obey God, I don't believe what God said. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. I've often told a story. If a man told me, meet me at the bank in the morning at 9 o'clock and I'll write you a check for, amen, X amount of dollars. Now, if I don't believe that fellow had no faith in him, I probably wouldn't show up. But if I even thought it was on the up and up, and I was quite sure he was capable, I very well likely to show up. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? Our faith, amen, dictates what we do. Amen. If I have faith in God, I'll obey Him. Listen, amen, faith, listen, all that, the Word of God says, faith which worketh by love. What's wrong with faith, Brother Joe? I'm going to get somewhere in a minute. I want to look at our weapons. But I want to lay this foundation. Faith is being eroded away because there is a lack of the love of God. Amen. I'll say it again. The first order and the first commandment and the great commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy might. Amen. Listen, then if we'll do that, we'll love our neighbor as ourselves. Amen. We'll love God. Amen. Like God's supposed to be loved. Come on, how's he supposed to be loved, Brother Joe? Amen. Not like that little thing stood at Brownsville and said, amen, God just wants a little bit of your heart. No, God wants all of your heart, all of your soul, all of us. God wants us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Amen. He wants us to be so in love with him that nobody else matters as far as a comparison is concerned. That you love, that if you hate, you'll follow your brother, your sister, your mother, whatever the word. Listen to what the Word of God says. God ain't telling you to hate them. He's saying in comparison to how much you love God. Hello? God said he's a jealous God. Amen. How can God trust someone that doesn't love him? Can you trust someone that doesn't love you? Come on with me. Here's the problem that we have in modern church. If we're not careful, we have a love problem. And I ain't talking about the little patch sewed on the seat of the hippie jeans either. I'm talking about real love that put a man on a cross. Amen. Hello? Real love that commits to God no matter. Amen. I heard Brother Talbert many years ago, Brother David's father say that a real child of God loves God. Amen. He'll tell the truth no matter if it cuts them to the bone, no matter if it destroys everything they got, they'll stand on it. That's what I mean by faith. Amen. You see, that's why we have such modern day, we have a huge amount of people that are trying to, amen, to make their way by making somebody else happy. Amen. They're promoting, they're yielding, and they're kowtowing to things, trying to make both sides. You cannot do that. Amen. We got to please God. Amen. Faith. Amen. So they love not this, and they will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Without the blood of Jesus, man ain't even started on the way to being victorious. Amen. But by the blood. Amen. That's what brings me in communion with God. Amen. Until I can be joined to God, I'm a complete and total failure. Amen. Come on. That's how I started this life. Amen. Undone. Amen. Dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. But the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank God for the blood. The blood, it is my plea. The blood that cleanses me. It's the blood that makes it where God can come and live in our hearts. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If God don't live in us, if Christ is not abiding, there is no victory. There is no power. We've come to the age of repeat after me salvation and Eastern mysticisms. Amen. That produce a religious being, but not one that is saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and on fire for God. I'm trying to get somewhere. That's why I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Listen. Amen. If God could find a few folks to fall in love with Him. Amen. I said to fall in love with Him. Love Him with all their heart. Lord, I love You more than anything in this world. I love You more than anything. Now I'm going to go somewhere. Behold, as I have loved you, have I not commanded that you love me, saith the Lord. But behold, I stand of thee, charity never faileth, saith the Lord. Behold, he that loveth me with all of his heart, behold, will obey with all of his life. I say unto thee, them that will cherish me and love me, shall I not leave? Shall I not behold God with my own hand and uphold therewith, saith the Lord, and lead by my Spirit and cause you to be victorious over the enemy of your souls, saith the Lord. Amen. Listen. Amen. God wants a victorious church. Number two, God did not intend for us to fail. God did not intend. You know, if we're not... Listen, I want to make a statement here. I'm pretty sure most everybody maybe in this audience knows who Smith Wigglesworth was, or is, because he's with the Lord. He still is. Amen. Brother Wigglesworth was surprised when his prayer wasn't answered. Sometimes we're not careful. We're surprised when ours is. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that right there? One side is showing true faith. Hello? Real faith. Amen. If we really, listen, don't believe, if we don't ask for faith, we're just asking with lips. We ask it amiss. Amen. Sometimes asking is not even no lips are moving. Hannah never made a sound. I mean, but heaven is just a ringing. Hello? Because she's just confident that God is listening to what is burning in her heart. Amen. Nehemiah, amen, never moved his lips. He's standing in the king's presence. Amen. He's done got a sorrowful countenance, which could have got his head took off. Amen. But out of that spirit of Nehemiah is ringing heaven's bells. Insomuch that God reaches all the way back down from heaven and touches that old earthly potentate. Come on. Undoubtedly, Brother Nehemiah had done impress that king by his godly living. Did not Daniel, the Word of God, who said, had an excellent spirit. Wonder why Daniel had an excellent spirit in captivity. Amen. Because he knew that no matter where he was, amen. Come on, Brother Joe. You know, we get bogged down in circumstances if we're not careful. And we allow the circumstances to dictate everything to us. Come on, what do you mean by the things of our life? Amen, when we really shouldn't allow that. Amen, if we love God, God, it doesn't matter what our circumstances are. Amen, come on with me. Amen, you see, amen, Nehemiah knew, but Daniel, amen, he knew something too. Amen, it doesn't matter if he's very foreign of his land, God's still sitting on the throne. Amen, and it don't matter where he is or what his condition is, Daniel's going to serve God. God, and come on, because he knew that God had everything under control no matter where he's at. Come on with me. Amen. Therefore, Daniel's got an excellent spirit. Don't you think that just does something to the enemy of your soul when he thinks he's got you beat down, got you in a place where he ought to just have you with the mopey, amen, the dopes and the mopes and those and the can't help it, and you can get up on a Monday morning, amen, everything ain't right, it looks like in the world you're living in, amen, but you can sing, oh, I love Jesus right out of that heart, amen, come on, amen, when it gets, amen, Bunyan said, hey, they said to Bunyan, hey, amen, Brother Bunyan. Amen. Wouldn't you want to go home with that family of yours? And amen. And enjoy that family. Amen. While Bunyan's living in that little cell where he's crumped over. Amen. In horrible conditions. But he's there because he's going to preach the gospel on the streets. Amen. And they said, wouldn't you like to go home? And old Bunyan looks at him and says, anywhere that the Spirit of God is the kingdom now for me. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I want to tell you. Amen. If we allow God to dictate to us. Amen. Rather than the circumstances. What you preaching, Brother Joe? The weapons of our warfare. Now, if you got to get there, I know I'm going to run out of time. The weapons, number one, prayer. Prayer. One of the most neglected things in modern day church. Prayer. My grandmother had that plaque. Prayer changes things. They believed in prayer. I want to listen. I knew preachers that prayed in the groceries. Amen. They prayed in whatever, amen, needed, in needs in the panel. They prayed it down. Amen. Oh, come on. The old man that run the Brother George Mueller that run the children's homes, he prayed in the supplies. And his motto was these words, to ask no man. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, that's kind of fanatic, is it? Amen. I think it's in line with that book right there. Amen. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. Amen. The Word of God compares Jesus to like a root out of dry ground. It has no dependency upon this earth. Amen. Where's that dependency at, Brother Joe? It's in God. Amen. Come on. If we depend on God. Amen. Oh, I've often said, amen, some things that God's done in time past, I'd just like to have been there for a few seconds. Amen. I'd like to have stood in Goshen, amen, in Egypt to put my one foot in the light and the other in the darkness. Amen. Because God made it dark in Egypt and light in Goshen. Well, Brother Joe, that was back then. I hate to tell you, he's still the same God this morning. I said he's the same God. He hasn't changed. Amen. He's the one, amen, that put old Jonah in the belly of the whale. Amen. And had him vomit him out when he got time. You hear me? Amen. He's the one, amen, that has delivered the three Hebrew children when they told that king, amen, no matter what comes or goes, we're not going to worship your gods or bow to your image. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Faith. Faith. Amen. God used three young men, amen, to destroy what that king was trying to do. Come on, Brother Joe. God ain't always, you know, listen, God ain't going around hunting, amen, folks that have super ability, because man don't really have super ability no how. God simply hunts folks that will be available, there's a problem. Oh, not now, Lord. I got too much to do. Okay. Amen. There'll come a time when you won't have too much to do. Amen. And you'll need that supernatural arm to intervene in something. Hello? Amen. Listen, my dad used to say, if we'll serve God, amen, and when everything is well, when everything ain't well, that God will be there. Hello? I like a, amen. I'm glad I've got a good God this morning. Amen. But listen, amen. How do you like? Do you like having rainy day friends, sunny day friends? God wants people that love Him all the time. Matter of fact, most times people fail God is when they get everything they think they want. And then they forsake God. And when they lose it all, they go back to hunting God. Israel done that time and time again. Prayer. Psalms 2 and 8. Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Amen. And I read in the same Bible that God said He had no respect to person. I don't believe God's got a respect of generation. Amen. What do you mean? What He's done for others? We used to sing that old song. Amen. What God's done for others, He'll do for you. It is no secret what God can do. Amen. Listen, prayer. Amen. When Brother E.M. Bounds would write his book on the possibilities of prayer, the text was Psalms chapter 2. Amen. And 8. Ask of me. Amen. I heard Brother Clinton telling a man he was preaching on ask. Amen. Jimmy Swaggart's Bible College one time said, yeah, you mean to tell me you got 3 degrees from 3 seminaries and you still don't know what the word ask means? Come on. To ask means to beggar oneself. It means I got to want what God's got more than anything else in the world. Andrew Murray, in my utmost for his highest, said, if you want to receive from God, empty your hands from what you have. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. When Moses set forth, amen, the service in the temple, and he took Aaron and his sons, and amen, he's ordaining the priesthood. Amen. He takes that all through the sacrifice, and he takes that choice portion of that ram, that thigh portion, and he heaves it. Amen. My. Listen. And then Moses takes it and goes down to Aaron. Amen. What does he do, Brother Joe? Amen. He puts it in the hands of each one by one. He's filling them hands. Listen. It is the duty and the calling of the church. Amen. To stand with what God has put in our hands. We offer you Jesus. Plus nothing. Minus nothing. He's enough. And more. Amen. I got to hurry. Prayer. Amen. I could preach a long time on prayer. My God. Prayer. Amen. They prayed. They done killed James. Peter's locked up between 2 soldiers. Got him chained. Amen. But down there, amen, in the house just down the street, they're having prayer. Woo! Amen. Come on. Amen. And God got to hearing that prayer. Amen. And what happened, Brother Joe, in the middle of the night? It's dark in that prison. Amen. But the Word of God said a light shine. Amen. Ain't it when God comes, light comes. Hello? Amen. And amen. That angel of the Lord moved in that room. Amen. And he kicked old Peter. And he said, get up! Peter undoubtedly had everything right with God. Or either he's asleep in a good sleep. Angel had to wake him up. Amen. And the Word of God says when Peter stood up, the chains fell off. Come on. And he said, amen, put on your sandals. Gird thyself and put on your sandals. Amen, and come with me. You ever imagine getting woken out of a dead sleep? I think, listen, Brother Joe, I think that angel come in. First thing he might have done is, amen, once in chain spells, run me down. Amen. People say what they want to. You in the middle of the room at night. Come on. But he followed him out. He went through one gate, and then finally he's standing out in the street, and Peter comes to himself. He's no longer in prison. Amen. And I want to tell you, amen, it's the power of God goes down there where that bunch is praying. Amen. Knocks on the door. Rhoda answers the door. Amen. And turns around and says, hey, it's Peter. Oh, no, you've seen his ghost. That can't be Peter. Didn't sound like their faith was as good as, some of them was as good as it should have been. But God, somebody down there has had faith. Amen. Somebody's prayed the prayer. Come on with me. Amen. I've heard God tell me many years ago, don't accept the status quo. You hold on. You believe, son. You know what we do? We buy the devil's lie. Somebody comes, got a big bunch of letters after their name, DMD, whatever it might be, and we meet them, and we will take their word over God's every time.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.